It's an Arsenal Thing podcast. Football's in our DNA.
Give me the sense to wonder.
Indeed, a soft penalty, a sending off, some odd decisions, sloppy play, an irate Spaniard and a far from satisfactory result. But 1 point in front and 6 available points are still to play for. Hello and welcome to It's an Arsenal Thing podcast. I'm your host Tom, and by my side as always is a man who has more mystery than the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. It's Silent Dave. Here we are again. It was the big one, wasn't it? The North London Derby, which was the 191st North London Derby in senior competitions and the 60th in the Premier League. Arsenal could have secured Champions League qualification and a first top four finish since 2015-16. But it wasn't to be. From the moment we conceded the penalty in the 22nd minute, and it was a soft penalty, and the sending off of Rob Holding in the 33rd, we were virtually out of the game. We'll obviously get to the game, but how were the nerves holding up before the kickoff? Mine were absolutely shredded. Supporters were anxious and overwhelmed like a naked man tied to a wooden chair near an open fire. What a party that was, Dave. My advice, don't drink the tequila. We are going to look forward to the Newcastle game, assess the performance against Spurs, and try our best to bring a smile to your face with the usual nonsense. No gun room tonight, but I'll be looking at the Cedric penalty. Was it a clear-cut decision or a gift? Now, did you know that if you type Armitage Shanks Arena into the Google search bar, pictures of Tottenham Stadium appear? That might cheer you up a bit. A survey shows 1 in 7 men loves their football team more than their partner. Polly Hudson says she is the loser in a love triangle. She says her husband loves Arsenal more than he loves her. If I demanded, she said, as much as Arsenal does from him, the money, the time, the expensive chips, we'll get to that later, and then consistently disappointed him, so he was actively heartbroken and depressed on a regular basis, he would surely divorce me. For Arsenal, he accepts it and goes back for more every time. Maybe I'm the runner-up in his affections because I'm too vanilla to replicate the sadomasochistic element of their relationship. I should be treating him mean to keep him keen like they do. It's also so difficult for him not to feel more warmly towards his club than me because I so actively go all out to sabotage them. What? Divorce, I think. Or loser on the fringes of the M25, claiming the seatbelt and the door were faulty. As I said to Dave on the subject, the wife comes in handy in the summer when there's no football.
It's an Arsenal thing, it's an Arsenal thing. Believe it or not, it's an Arsenal thing. With football and transfers, you know who you'll bring. You're listening to It's an Arsenal Thing.
Shout outs to our friends, Jill Newton, who is an amazingly courageous lady who celebrates her 10-year anniversary of overcoming cancer. And we'd also like to mention Craig Chamberlain and his dad. Craig sadly lost his mum recently, sending our love and best wishes from everyone at the podcast. In other news, Darren Stocks and his family are finally moving into a new house after a fire destroyed their previous home. Great news, and we wish you well. In Arsenal news, multiple reports states that AFC have agreed a £20 million deal for Aaron Hickey to cover the left-back role, which shows that Nuno Tavares might soon be moving out on loan. Mohamed Elneny is claimed to have agreed a deal in principle to join Galatasaray this summer, despite recent reports that Arsenal had offered him a new contract. Who'd you believe? We're not sure. Let's have some Pepe news. Sevilla's sporting director, Monchi, I am feeling a bit hungry, are you, Dave? Is renowned for spotting value in the market and, according to Spanish press, has already contacted Arsenal about Pepe's availability. But while Sevilla are weighing up the idea of signing him, they have drawn a line in the sand, apparently, when it comes to the transfer fee, with Monchi ready to play hardball with Arsenal. £25 million should do the trick. It's on the cheap. Players that Arsenal could go for on a free. Bouba Kamara. Kamara would be quite the addition. He's famed for being defensively sound and is attracting plenty of potential suitors in the process. One plus for Arsenal would be the fact that the player has already informed Marseille of his intention to leave at the end of the season. Aston Villa are also keeping close tabs on Kamara's situation, with boss Steven Gerrard even making the trip to France to watch him close up. Ousmane Dembele is also up for grabs. At long last, the Barcelona winger is proving just how good he can be. Despite missing 16 league games with injury, he is still topping La Liga's assist charts with 13 to his name. However, when a player of Dembele's ability presents himself on a free transfer, it's a deal that is incredibly hard to turn down. The Frenchman has had his critics, largely due to the amount of time spent on the treatment table. Arsenal fans have found a new way to take a subtle dig at the Cronkies after it emerged that the club are selling portions of chips for £13. Blimey, what are they made of? And those fans have been given even more anti-Cronky ammunition, albeit lightheartedly, after it came to light that a box of chili cheese fries cost £12.60 at the Emirates. I'm not buying those. One-time Arsenal favourite Cesc Fabregas has named his standout Arsenal players. The Spaniards specifically named Czech forwards Bukayo Saka and Gabriel Martinelli and attacking midfielders Martin Odegaard and Emil Smith-Rowe as his favourites. On the grapevine, Arsenal have lodged an opening offer as they attempt to lure Gabriel Jesus to North London, according to reports. The Manchester City forward is heavily linked with the exit door at the Etihad following the announcement of the signature of Erling Haaland, which is going to hamper his minutes. Jesus has several suitors eyeing him, but the Gunners have apparently made an opening offer of €42 million or €50 million for the Brazilian.
From Nepal to North London, from Delhi to Dagenham, from the terraces to the armchair, it's an Arsenal Thing podcast. Football's in our DNA.
Okay, let's do this. The North London Derby. Let's just look at the lineup and formation. We went in with a 4-3-3. Aaron Ramsdale in goal. Takahiro Tomiyasu out on the left. Gabriel, Holding and Cedric. Martin Odegaard, Elneny and Xhaka. Gabriel Martinelli, Eddie Nketiah and Bukayo Saka. Tomiyasu on the left was a big issue for me. I felt he was the natural choice to contain the attack of Kane and Son on the right. It's a side which is predominantly plundered by the Spurs duo. Tomiyasu provides strength, pace and determination, and I in particular was looking forward to Son versus Tomiyasu as a contest in what would have been an ideal matchup. Holding has been exposed on the right on numerous occasions, and although the centre-back has put in a shift of late, he was not equipped to deal with the trickery and pace of Son. Let's be honest, it was a substandard performance in difficult circumstances, but the penalty and the sending off were two key events in this match. We will unfortunately get to those incidents, even though, like you, I'm not ready to deal with the events. A golden ticket to the Champions League was on offer in the North London Derby at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, but that evaporated after a promising spell from the Gunners for the opening 10 or 15 minutes. Spurs then started to up their game and press Arsenal into a series of mistakes. All that hard work was undone by a penalty awarded against Cedric for an innocuous buffering-type challenge on Son, which was fashionably late. But it wasn't an incident that instantly suggested a penalty. It was a contentious decision, but the ref was adamant and pointed to the spot. Son would feature heavily in this contest and revealed another side to his game by drawing and making the most of a series of fouls, which would eventually lead to Rob Holding's exit from the game in the 33rd minute. Rob Holding was completely schooled and owned by Song. The Arsenal centre-back engaged in a series of nibbles, shoves, kicks and grabs that saw him back in the showers before his allotted time. We'll get to that, but inevitably it was Harry Kane who scored from the spot, ignoring his preferred left side to strike a firm ball to the right of Aaron Ramsdale. As soon as Kane held the ball, you assumed the worst, and as usual, he dispatched it with ease. On the penalty, ex-referee Mark Klattenberg told the Daily Mail, "This was a defining decision in a match with so much riding on the result. I'm not sure I would have given this. Technically, Paul Tierney wasn't wrong. But if we're going to give this as a penalty, I could find plenty of other examples when the same foul has occurred in the box in other games. The inconsistency is frustrating because when this happens next week in another Premier League game, will it be given? Maybe, maybe not. Unfortunately for Arsenal, Tierney considered it a clear foul, and Harry Kane said thank you very much." The backstory, though, was Son versus Holding as the pair fought their individual battle. But there was only to be one winner. Son was too nimble, quick and smart for the defender, who had to resort to climbing over, kicking and mugging the Spurs striker. The ref, Paul Tierney, had been rather lenient on the Arsenal man, who looked determined to get a card of either colour. On reflection, Holding will regret not employing some restraint, and Son will reflect on the way he managed to get rid of his nemesis without breaking a sweat. Holding got his first card for some clumsy, nonsensical physicality and collected his second for an elbow in Son's face. Both incidents were avoidable, but with the first card, one would have thought that Holding would go into the invisible mode, reluctantly engaging and only when required, but instead he seemed oblivious and completely disconnected. After the first yellow, I automatically thought it might be worth removing Holding from the fray, or it might be an idea to flip him with Tomiyasu, but the momentum accelerated at a frantic pace, and before Holding could gather his senses, his outstretched arm connected with the Spurs man and his contribution was over. If we are talking physical, let's look at the players from both sides. Kane was overly physical at times. The Spurs man is well known for his particular brand of shithousery and his ability to barge opponents off the ball or go underneath them as they jump and flatten them to the ground. He's obviously had some influence on Son, who's still looking for his own signature move. The inconsistencies in decisions may be the reason that Arteta seemed so angry after the match. There was more evidence of patchwork refereeing. You may recall Holding's judo throw, which Sky Sports commentary team frowned upon. But if you look again, and whilst on the floor, Son elbows the Arsenal man in the face, but there was no comment about that and no action taken. You can't sanitise contact from a contact sport. There has to be common sense. This game was irreparably damaged on the back of these two decisions, but I'm not suggesting for one minute that Holding should have remained on the pitch. But if we judge Holding's physicality to be an issue, then let's look at all 22 players. Now let's get to White, who looked like he was going to be introduced in the match, but instead resumed his seat on the bench after a drawn-out chat between the coaches that came to nothing and allowed Spurs to take the advantage from a corner. Why was White withheld if he was fit enough to be included on the subs bench? I'm just asking. Perhaps White is seen as a vital member of the side in the absence of others to face Newcastle in a crucial away match. After Holding departed, Arsenal could hardly get out of their half with any purpose, and further goals from Kane and Son in the 37th and 47th minute made it a comfortable evening for the hosts. It was a tough watch because from the second goal, the match was effectively out of reach. And Arteta could only watch stony face from the bench as the game became a deeply unenjoyable kickabout for a dominant Spurs. A well-contested draw was all we needed to put the pressure back on Spurs. But instead, we now have to contemplate an away trip to Newcastle on Monday and a must-win encounter in front of thousands of ravenous and obsessive Geordie fans in their last home game of the season. It's not over yet, but with the defensive frailties and subsequent injuries to other players, including Gabriel and White, and the suspension of Holding, it could pose a number of problems for a difficult away trip. We can't grumble about this result because the side imploded in a cloud of stupidity and naivety. The outcome could have been so much different had the team remained calm, patient, professional and oblivious to the obvious gamesmanship.
Odegaard! Odegaard! He's the captain of the Arsenal and they call him Odegaard. Odegaard! Odegaard! He's the captain of the Arsenal and they call him Odegaard!
In other football news, Lyon's decision to sack their veteran centre-back Marcelo last season was in part due to him farting in the dressing room and laughing about it with teammates, it's been revealed. A new report has lifted the lid on the chaotic last few years at Lyon, both on and off the pitch, explaining some of the remarkable details of their downfall. Apparently, Marcelo was caught laughing during the captain's speech to rally the troops following the game, which didn't go down well with the manager and sporting director. However, according to ESPN sources, Marcelo was also disciplined for repeatedly farting among his teammates. Now, the last podcast we called Ailing Failing as Eddie hits the Ennetia, which we thought was mildly amusing. But Alexa failed to get the joke and it was lost in translation. Have a listen to this. Alexa, play It's an Arsenal Thing podcast.
Getting It's an Arsenal Thing podcast from Apple Podcasts. Resuming the latest episode, episode 56, Ailing Failing as Eddie hits the Netire.
What have Declan Rice, Harry Kane and Jack Grealish got in common? We'll tell you later in the show. Here it is, the non-football bit. You all look forward to this. Myself and Dave had a little break during recording and we started talking about the names of people and their suitability to their job. I had a dentist called Pullum and Dave had a doctor called Payne, that's P-A-Y-N-E. I also worked in the care industry and when a resident passed away, the doctor who came to certify the death was called Death, D-E-A-T-H, but he pronounced it Dr. Diarth. My advice to you, sir, is change a name. It will help with the bedside visits, not in that case, but no one wants to see Dr. Death at the end of their bed. Then we started looking at the worst place names. Dave lived at Sexburger Drive in Minster-on-Sea. I'm not even going to comment. Believe it or not, there are worse. There's Shittington in Dorset, Butthole Road in South Yorkshire, and Twat in Orkney. Now imagine if you could replace Alexa with a Danny Dyer style version. This is what it sounds like, and apologies for the language in advance.
Life is about to become a whole lot easier. Introducing Danny, a brand new smart assistant for your home.
Danny, what's the weather like outside?
How the fucking hell am I supposed to know? Why don't you look out the window, you mug?
Danny is always listening, ready to help at any time.
Danny, can you tell me the fastest way to work?
Nah, the roads are fucked, mate. The bus is slow as shit. The tubes are no-no. I'd fuck it off if I was you.
Thanks, Danny.
Danny, how much flour in blueberry muffins?
Muffins? Who wants a fucking muffin, you mug? Go and cook a Sunday roast, you lazy bastard.
Okay.
Danny can easily sync with your home entertainment system.
Danny, can you play my favourite TV box set?
I will do, but listen, I don't want to be a grass or nothing, but your bird watched 4 reps last night without you, mate. You can't trust her. She's a slag.
Danny, play romantic music. Danny, skip next track. Danny, play something else.
Listen, do you want a bit of rumpy pumpy or not?
Danny also comes with 24-hour customer service.
Hello.
Sorry, I think there might be a bit of a problem with my Danny.
What do you mean, fucking problem? If you turn it off and on again, you fucking mug.
But what about the warranty?
You having a fucking laugh, ain't you? Buy another one, you tight cunt.
To experience Danny, go to www.dannyinyourhome.com/youmug.
Now it's time for a musical interlude.
This song's about nothing, but I'll tell you something. The thing about nothing, it'll always be free. So if you're doing nothing, how about singing this song about nothing? Come sing it with me. I used to see a girl who didn't do nothing but go on and on how life's so unfair. So one day I told her, it's over between us. Sorry, my dear, but there's just nothing there. I often remember what a wise man once said. He said, you just can't take nothing with you when you're dead. Stop your collecting, stop carrying on, and your friends won't have nothing to throw away when you're gone. This song's about nothing, but I'll tell you something. Think about nothing, it'll always be free. So if you're doing nothing, how about singing this song about nothing? Come sing it with me. Come closer, me brother. You might want to hear this. I'll tell you the secret of life's little game. There's nothing finer than breathing and dreaming. Those who've forgotten have no one to blame. This song's about nothing, but I'll tell you something. Think about nothing, it'll always be free. So if you're doing nothing, how about singing this song about nothing? Come sing it with me. It goes da 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 da. Don't say nothing unless you've got something to say. Don't say nothing without asking first if it's okay. Don't wait for nothing, 'cause nothing is just what you get if you sit there and wait. If you've ever thought that your life don't mean nothing, that no one would miss you if you disappear, just think again about how you fit in, son. Without you around, well, there's nothing much here. This song's about nothing, but I'll tell you something. Think about nothing, it'll always be free. So if you're doing nothing, how about singing this song about nothing? Come sing it with me. It goes da 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 da. I woke up this morning with a pain in my head. Couldn't think why I should get out of bed. Spent the day working to bring home the bread. By evening my time is my own. Yeah, it is. So pour me a pint and I'll ring out with laughter. Stop me at 2, no, make it 10 after. I only smile more as I get a bit plastered. But no one likes drinking alone. So bring me a beer, I'll bring you a song. Make it a double and I'll sing twice as long. Hold your glass high and join in the cheer. You know I'm not driving, so bring me a beer. Yeah. Now John at the bar is a friend of old Bill. But he's spending more time with that girl dressed to kill. Will she be here tomorrow? She probably will. She's here almost every night. So pour me a quick one and call me a cab. Lord only knows just how many I've had. Surely there's someone who'll pick up my tab. Cheers, you're a bit of alright. So bring me a beer, I'll bring you a song. Make it a double and I'll sing twice as long. Hold your glass high and join in the cheer. You know I'm not driving, so bring me a beer. chance and I'll sing all night long. Hold your glass high and join in the cheer. You know I'm not driving, so bring me a beer. You know I'm not driving, so bring me a beer. Bring me a beer, I'll bring you a song. Make it a double and I'll sing twice as long. Hold your glass high and join in the cheer. You know I'm not driving, so bring me a beer. You know I'm not driving, so bring me a beer.
Earlier we asked, what have Declan Rice, Harry Kane and Jack Grealish got in common? And you said, well, it's not that. That's for sure. They originally were destined to play for Ireland, but later chose to play for the Three Lions. You learn a lot on this show. Do you ever wish you'd kept quiet, that you'd kept your mouth shut? Here's a section when you wish you hadn't have said something but did. In September 2020, Patrice Evra and Graham Souness on Sky praised the Brazilian winger, Willian, who arrived at Arsenal on a free signing after 7 impressive years at Chelsea, making more than 250 appearances. According to the former Manchester United fullback, he announced that William was the perfect signing for the Gunners. What a player, Evra said on Sky Sports. I've always been a fan. Fellow pundit Graham Souness chipped in with praise for the new Arsenal winger, adding, even at 32, he's still got much to offer. He added, Chelsea have a policy on over 30s players, but I personally would have kept him. What a great signing for Arsenal. Oops. Right, we're all done here. My thanks to the Podcasters, who are Silent Dave. You can find him on Twitter as SilentDave101. That's also the home of Jay, who you can find as the Bald Gooner. While you're at it, check out Mitch at Mitch Piotta and look up his blogs on Pain in the Arsenal and the Arse Review. Shout outs to Brandon Murphy and all the guys at Arse Devils for the latest transfer news and analysis. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find the audio version on Apple, Spotify and Anchor. Please follow and like. The YouTube version is also up and running, not to be confused with the audio version. Check it out and please subscribe. Want to feature on the show as a guest or say hi or ask a question? Drop us a line at itsanarsenalthing4@gmail.com. And finally, thanks for your continuing support, whether you watch or listen. Take care, look after each other, and above all else, remember, North London is red.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Sexy for Milan, New York and Japan.
song.
Yeah, yeah.
I was tempted to open the window when we went past that old guy.